keep them out of middle drive, and then we got to be able to guard the post, you know, obviously more effectively than we did out there.
That's what happened in the first quarter, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, but to be honest with you, we did a much better job. They just made shots. I mean, Kobe made shots. I mean, we went back and we looked at the tape. He had not one open jump shot where it wasn't challenged. And he made six out of his first seven, you know. And, you know, with that, you have to live with it. You can't do anything about that.
You still went a couple possessions into the second quarter, didn't you?
Yeah.
They hit their first two. And
they hit their first two, and we said, okay, here goes the girly zone. All right. Me personally, I mean, the guy's a great coach. When you're the all-time winningest coach at a place, you know, you're talking to the wrong guy because I'm a big Mike fan. I think he did a great job there. And it's unfortunate that a guy like him doesn't have a job right now. I don't think it's – I really don't think it's fair, but, you know, nothing in this league is fair. So.
Do you just keep plugging away with Channing?
Yeah, I think so. You know, hey – we put him in, we try, and like I told him, he got open shots, he's got to shoot them. It's like a baseball player, really. You can't talk a guy, you know, out of a slump. He's just going to be able to shoot himself or bat himself out of that. And with Channing, he's got to, you know, he works on it. He comes in here and he stays around. You can see he's still here. He's worked on it. And, you know, we still stick him out there thinking that this person and all of his shots are going to go in. And we just got to continue to do that.
He still hesitated on his first one.
He did, and I think that's what he's got to get through, that, you know, he's got to – and we've got to try to put him in a position so maybe the first one can be, you know, a post-up or something closer to the basket. I think it helps when the ball goes in.
That technical, you kind of put him over there to kind of give him a shot?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that, you know, I mean, he's a good foul shooter for us, but I thought just to have him shoot it and have him the basket might help also. We'll keep trying. Yeah, I told him that, you know, he just got to continue to play. But I did make it a point to tell him that, you know, passing on an open shot hurts us as much as shooting a bad shot. It really does. The way our offense flows and everything is that you have an open shot, you have to shoot that shot.
We have a lot of people, obviously, watching the playoffs that don't watch the game that closely. I don't want to be elementary, but we're talking about the zone. What was the characteristic of the zone? What's the difference between the zone and the man that made it so effective?
Well, with our zone, all we try to do is try to protect the paint as much as we possibly can. You know, they're such a big, long team, and they do such a good job throwing it in the Powell. And as I said, the Powell is such a smart, intelligent player with great footwork that to try to guard him one-on-one is a really tough situation. So we just tried to take those things away, and we figured that if we can make them try to beat us over the top with jump shots, that we would have a chance. Obviously, if they miss, we would have to rebound the basketball, and I thought we did a good job with that. But, you know, we also did a good job, you know, with the – they took 32 threes, and I thought our perimeter players did a good job of coming back and taking care of the long rebound.
How much of the zone were you playing game four?
As much as they would allow us to play, you know, obviously they will make adjustments. And I told someone when you win almost 300 playoff games, you know, nothing really is new to you. So I'm sure they'll go over some things and look at certain areas where they can exploit us. And we've just got to be a little bit better and a little quicker at getting to spots and rotations and things like that.
Along that line, Coach, how do you defend the triangle? Is there anything different that you take towards that?
No, I mean, it's a great offense, you know, especially when you got really good players. You know, it's an offense that spaces the floor great. It gives you an opportunity to really kind of avoid double teams because there's always a guy in the corner, which means that takes a guy out of your rotation, so that's really tough to do. And it's an offense based on reads, so, you know, it's not like, you know, you can figure out what's going to happen next. But, you know, there's options that they have that, you know, you try to take away, but, I mean, they're very good at it. You know, they're very good at it. They're a team that's, you know, Kobe's ran it for a long time now. Powell is a really smart guy that picks up on it right away. And, you know, the other guys, Fish and those guys have been there forever too. So, you know, they do a great job of running it. What you have to do is that you have to say, these are the two couple of things that we'll try to take away from it.
So if they're smart, it's pretty much impossible to stop if they're smart.
Well, it's not impossible, you know, because every night you're not going to shoot the ball great. But, I mean, they do a good job of executing, yeah. But, I mean, you know, yeah, like I said, you have to try as coaches to say, okay, this is what we'll try to take away, you know, tonight, or this is what we'll try to do, and hopefully, you know, it'll work out.
But they have to make adjustments now, make a decision after what Amari did last night, maybe double-teaming them, and that means your outside shooters have to be ready tomorrow night, more than they have been.
Yeah, we just hadn't shot the ball well, but, you know, they do a good job, guys. I mean, you have to give them some credit as far as closing out and things like that, but, you know, what I liked about last night is that I thought we started very aggressively offensively. We did a good job of getting out on the floor and attacking initially so that we didn't have to play against their half-court defense, and I thought that worked out great for us.
Your offensive system is pretty unique in its own right, but given how much players seem to enjoy playing in it and how hard it is to defend, why do you think more teams haven't embraced it? I mean, it's really you guys.
You know, I don't know. I really don't know, because I think there's a lot of guys that can play this way. You know, I mean, we have Steve, and, you know, Steve is obviously the motor behind the vehicle. But, you know, I think it's a fun way to play. I mean, I think guys like running down. As a coach, you have to relinquish some control. But if you believe in your guys, I think that's easy to do. You know, Steve knows, and he gets us in the right spot. And, you know, Gorin's learning some, and, you know, LB's played this way, so. It's just a situation where, you know, I as a coach, you got to be willing to let some of the things go.
Did you expect to play that much zone going in, or because it was so effective, you went with a lot harder than you probably?
No, to be honest with you, we didn't expect to play that much, but we couldn't. You know, they made every jump shot in the first quarter, and you know, we had to try to find a way to slow them down, and you know, we said, let's try the zone.
Those first quarters have been a problem offensively, I mean, guarding against them. I mean, all three.
Well, if they make shots, I mean, we defended them well. I can take you guys up right now and show you Kobe's first eight shots, and not one time did we not have a hand in his face and challenge the shot. You know, there is a reason that he's considered the best player in the game, you know. And you add Powell to the mix where, you know, Powell catches it on the block. He's intelligent. He can shoot with both hands. So it's not like we're not working hard. You know, we're working hard and playing extremely hard, and you know, they're making a lot of shots. That's what great teams do.
Alvin said, or Phil said, that he's never been in a game where the opponent played some of his zone playoffs. Was that an unusually large amount?
Yeah, it was. Since we played every possession in the second half, we played zone. I don't think we were one time that we were a man, so I don't think that happens very much. For us, it gave us an opportunity to win, and that's the only thing that concerns me.
Are you gonna have
to? I'll do anything. I mean, we'll play anyway if it helps us win.
The Lakers have so many different weapons. If they're jacking up 32 threes, how much do you like seeing that?
I like seeing it a lot if they're not going in.
I mean, it doesn't show
but that's the problem when it goes in. You know, we did a good job out there, and they shot 56% from three. So it's you know, the zone is good when the shots are not going in. Well, I thought he played great. I really did. And as I told someone, you know, I don't think he's extremely healthy. I think he's probably 75%. And, you know, I think he'll continue to get a little bit better. I've been really happy with the way offensively he's taken the ball and just been real poised with the ball before he's made moves. So that's been really good. But he played well for us. He's gotten so much better in screening role, catching and finishing than we anticipated, that it's been a big plus for us.
Are you going to have to change? You say you're going to stick with the zone, but is it a matter of having to change the types that you use and the way you mix and match against them?
Well, we're going to have to change, yeah. We have to do some different things. I mean, they're a team that, you know, obviously they'll go back and look at situations, like I said, where they think they can exploit it, and I'm sure that will be their goal.
You ran a 2-3 against him a lot of times. I also saw, if I'm not mistaken, that you guys put a box on Powell. Is that correct? That Dudley was on him at some point?
No, not really. No. We just played one little conventional zone, you know.
You don't do that without Rob Lopez, do you? I mean, that zone kind of makes that zone work in a lot of ways.
Well, no, I mean, you know, we got a lot of guys. Grant does great in it, you know.
I mean, in the middle.
Yeah, but no, in the middle, I mean, obviously he does a good job with us. You know, Robin does.
Do you think that with this shooting things in Shannon's game now, Huh? Do you think this whole shooting thing is in Channing's head?
You know, I can't answer that. I really can't. I wish I could. He just got to jump up and shoot.